This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, August 21st. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Last Saturday, I discussed the significance of gratitude in one's life and spoke a little about the power of positivity. In this past week, lots has happened. A federal election was announced, the Afghan government fell, fires burned throughout the world, there was an earthquake in Haiti, and the list goes on. As the day unfolds, more will happen and news will reach us. To me, all this happening and continuing to happen just shows us that we have no control of the future. However, we can take responsibility in our lives for ourselves and for those around us, and we can take charge of our lives. Now is what we have. We can't change the past. There are no redos. But there is now, and building for our future, new beginnings. When we anticipate negative things that may occur, we rob ourselves of the good moments we can enjoy in the present. What we do today will pave the way to our future. Today's joys will be tomorrow's memories. And by being happy as much as we can, as we live our best each moment, we lay the foundation for a brighter future as well. Each day offers us opportunities, and as we live, experience, learn, and grow, we're filling our toolbox so we can work through whatever the future brings our way. Knowledge empowers you so you can make informed decisions. When you look around you and see all that's good in your life and identify what you feel needs to be changed, you're charting your path to a brighter future, and you're not forfeiting the gifts and pleasures that you have today. It's good to focus on what is and determine what's important to you and then go for it. By trying to reach your goals, you're creating new beginnings and moving forward in a fresh direction. The pandemic has changed our lives. We must accept that. Recognize that some changes are positive, and because the changes are positive and we're meeting them, we have new beginnings and fresh paths that will bring a brighter future. People will now likely work more from home. We'll drive less and lower our carbon imprint. We'll meet again in person, but Zoom meetings will widen our circle of friends and our comrades. We're definitely thinking in new ways and doing things differently. What might have been is no more. When we accept that our lives have changed, we can let go of painful endings. The anticipation of new beginnings can be enjoyed. Every second can be a pivotal moment in your life. So as you listen to today's show, try to relax and make the most of your time. Know that you're not alone, that each of us is living our moments and striving to live our best. You can reach out to any of your From a Woman's Perspective team and continue our conversations after this show. Our contact information is listed on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. And as always, you're welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. By arming yourself with solid information from your From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, you'll be ready to do what you want and get what you wish for. We're happy to guide you step by step until you accomplish your goals. Remember, every journey starts with a first step, and yours can be today. So listen now, enjoy, and then take your steps to achieve your dreams. In a moment, we'll get started. We'll speak with Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group and learn more about investing tax efficiently for retirement. Then you'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, Christine the Health Coach, Hearing Instrument Specialist Edmund Ivazian. Plus, you'll get tips and happy stories from others of the team. This is your hour to recharge and empower yourself from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio. So let's get started.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, as promised, we'll learn a little more about investing for our retirement from Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group, and he joins us now. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, Marilyn, you've been talking about how you sort of can't relive the past. You know, you no use looking back. You can't change it. You have to deal with what is. Well, when I look back to the past, I remember in the 1980s when interest rates were 18 or 20%. When you put your money in the bank, your money earned something. Nowadays, however, interest rates are, well, let's call it somewhere around zero. So today I'm going to talk about not letting these low interest rates threaten your long-term financial independence. In other words, got to deal with what's out there today. When Ted and Rachel first came to see me in the summer of 2020, they were, in their own words, feeling very anxious. Ted's long-term health had recently come into question. And through their 32 years of marriage, Rachel handled the monthly budget and household finances. But it was Ted who did the investing and long-term planning, and he did it himself. Ted liked taking the time and energy and ongoing learning to manage things without a professional advisor. You know, and for some, that's the right thing to do. And in fact, after I reviewed his track record and reporting, Ted had actually done quite a good job. He admits it took a lot of hours and a lot of late nights and weekends, but he was okay with that. Not everyone is. Here's the thing. Who was going to do all of that if he wasn't there? Rachel was not, is not, comfortable or interested in stocks or the stock market. So Ted ran his long-term planning numbers, and it appeared that with the combination of the tax hit on becoming a widow, we've talked about that, it could be quite a significant tax hit. Two, the reduction of his pension benefits on death, and some money going to his beneficiary, according to his will, on his death. And as an aside, a lack of life insurance. With all of that, and if Rachel went to conservative investments like cash, GICs, and traditional bonds, his long-term planning indicated that Rachel's income could be in jeopardy 10 to 15 years down the road. How would she be able to afford her long-term care needs? This worried Ted a lot. And when he told Rachel, of course, it worried her too. And we know they aren't alone in this circumstance or this worry. Many couples today are having to face the probability that their wife may outlive their husband. Rachel had heard that our team, the Farwell Group, focuses on helping couples plan for the possibility of two becoming one. This comes from our formal specialized training in transition planning and working with widows. When I ran our financial planning model using Ted's assumptions, I was able to confirm his results. If Rachel moved to a portfolio paying low rates like cash, GICs, and traditional bonds, her income could be at risk 10 to 15 years down the road. What to do? Well, with Rachel at our meeting, I showed them a new and unique low-risk investment that pays 5 to 6% per year, paid monthly. And that monthly payment is important for people who are counting on their portfolio for their monthly expenses. That's 5 to 6 times what cash and GRCs are paying, and at low risk. And these structured contingent coupons are backed by the Canadian banks. Now, they aren't as simple as cash and GICs, but nor are they so complicated that Rachel couldn't get comfortable investing in them. Just by allocating a portion of their low-risk portfolio to contingent coupon notes, We could change the course for Rachel's long-term outlook without Ted, if that was to be. In fact, by adding the higher return available in purchasing a portion of contingent coupons, we could show that Rachel's income could be sustained well past her life expectancy of age 95. So deal with what's out there today. Very low, historically low interest rates. Don't let this low interest rate environment threaten your long-term financial independence. Start considering alternatives today with time on your side, and we can help.
Well, Darren, I've learned something new. Contingent coupon notes give higher returns. We don't have to settle for 0% interest. Ted and Rachel's story is probably common to many people. And your idea of strategizing so that two become one when it's necessary is an enlightened plan. Thank you for opening our eyes to these possibilities. If someone wants to speak to you about understanding what they can do, planning forward, and you can light their path a bit, how do we reach you?
Please feel free to call 416-863-7501, and someone will answer the phone to deal with you.
416-863-7501. Darren Farwell, the Farwell Group. They have experience and knowledge, and they can help you look forward instead of back. And having a plan in place, I'll quote Darren from one of the first times I ever met him. He said, "It's never too late to start, Marilyn." And I agree with you, Darren, and I thank you for pointing that out week to week as you and Leslie and your team enlighten us. Thanks again.
You're welcome, Marilyn. It's always a pleasure to be here.
A pleasure to have you. And if you wish to learn more, take the number down, 416-863-7501. Or if you're driving, Nova, just you can remember marilyns.ca, and Darren is a part of the sponsor expert team, and the number and contact information is there as well. Thank you, Darren. Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic gives us her weekly tip. And then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And we'll have a visit from our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic joins us. She'll address a health issue and explain how we'll deal with it naturally. And I believe that this week we're getting tips on how to navigate and manage our blood sugar levels. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So yes, last week we talked about blood sugar dysregulation. So I wanted to give four tips on how to manage our blood sugar. And one of the first tips I focus on is really avoiding those blood sugar spikes that we get with balanced diet. So the most important thing is avoiding foods and eating patterns that really lead to that sudden spike in blood sugar. So the kinds of things that I really help patients to educate them on are things using, for example, fiber, because fiber slows the absorption of glucose, and really including protein with each meal because it helps slow down blood sugar spikes. I often will educate patients on something called glycemic index. And the glycemic index was developed to measure the food's impact on blood sugar. So the higher the food is found on the index, the faster it spikes blood sugar. So a number of studies have found that following a glycemic diet can actually reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. The second tip is really being mindful of the beverages that we drink. So, sometimes patients will be drinking a lot of juice or smoothies, those kinds of things. It gives us a quick shot of glucose, but it can often cause these kind of spikes in glucose. And even artificially sweetened drinks can be a culprit as well, because studies have linked some artificial sweeteners with an increased risk of diabetes. The third is exercise and good sleep. So exercise helps maintain our healthy blood sugar levels by increasing insulin sensitivity and making our muscles more efficient in their absorption. And sleep, of course, is important because it helps to stabilize our blood sugar, since regular sleep really helps to maintain hormonal balance and healthy weight. And one of the last things, of course, I focus on once we've dealt with many of these other issues is using natural supplements. So often I'll use natural treatments that might include herbal supplements, homeopathic remedies, and even acupuncture. So one tip certainly I often will recommend for patients is using cinnamon. Cinnamon can be added to everything from smoothies and to oatmeal, for example. It adds a little bit of sweetness without actually adding sugar. So it's a nice sweet-tasting addition to our diet.
So we've learned four tips to manage our blood sugar, and we can do things naturally, even attending to diabetes in some way. So if someone wants to talk to you about their blood sugar, about type 2 diabetes, and just dealing with their health generally naturally, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. You can call Dr. Betty and have a complimentary consultation and deal with your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
In life, we aren't able to relive our past, but every day presents an opportunity to have a fresh beginning. Those of you who've refused to examine their hearing or to admit to a hearing loss, you've not only missed soft words spoken and great conversations, you've missed good stories, and now it's up to you to know that it need not be so. Today, you have an opportunity to learn from hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to share with you a story of change and a little bit of success. So I had a client who came in. Her name is Lynn, and she was having some trouble with her hearing aid that she had purchased elsewhere, and we've basically taken over the service for her. She prefers dealing with us in terms of, you know, the maintenance and the communication and teaching all the things that she needed to know. But her biggest struggle was, you know, when she went out into public spaces, open spaces, places that there are lots of background noise, she was having a fairly tough time of managing. She was, you know, the background noise just was washing over all the clarity that she was requiring so that she could actually hear. So today she came in, she says, Edmunds, you know, I'm getting really frustrated. I don't know what to do. I'm not sure if we can do anything more with this hearing aid. And I said to her, I said, okay, no problem. I said, let's kind of change perspective here a little bit. I said, I want us to do a little bit of an experiment just to see what happens. I said, I want to give you a different hearing aid to compare your hearing aid to. I said, this hearing aid has all the things that you're used to. It has all the noise reduction, has all the speech enhancement features and everything else, but the processing is different. It's designed in such a way to give you a little bit more gentle, a little bit more refined sound. And I think you would actually appreciate that. So she says, okay, I'm willing to try anything. And I said, I want you to wear it every time that you go out, all the challenging environments that you found yourself, you know, really struggling in. I said, I want you to see if you can duplicate those situations. And so she came back a week later and she said, Edmund, it was night and day. It was so different, so much more enjoyable, so much more pleasurable to be out in these environments with my friends, with my people. And I heard everything. You know, the background noise was there and it was all the way it was supposed to be. But what's better is I could actually enjoy conversation with people, even though there was background noise in the room. So situation sometimes calls for a completely different change of perspective. Sometimes that helps. So I wanted to share that with you.
So basically you're saying that not all hearing aids are the same, and that what Lynn had even though it was doing a job, it wasn't doing a perfect job, and you were able to find her a hearing aid that would get rid of that noise entirely so she could enjoy conversations. Am I hearing you right?
That's correct.
So if someone has hearing aids and they're not happy with them, if they bring them to you, you might be able to adjust them and make them work for them. And if not, you can help them find the perfect hearing aid.
We certainly can.
So for a hearing test, I know it doesn't cost anything but a little bit of time. And for a conversation with Edmund Ivazian, who's a hearing instrument specialist and isn't married to any one particular brand, you're welcome to call him and arrange a meeting or speak to him and have that conversation and move forward from there. You don't have to rely on what was. You can look at what is and you can plan your future hearing. Edmund, your phone number.
The phone number is 416-754-4327.
So hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian and his team, Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, can help you, can answer your questions, and help you find the best course for you. You can hear better. Your amplification can work. The fine-tuning can be done. It's a matter of asking the questions of the right expert. Edmund, thank you for sharing that story. I'm sure that Lynn is happier and others will be happier once they meet you.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Thank you, Edmund. Life continues to move forward. We can spend time lamenting what was, but it's time wasted. What's important is today and what we can do to make the best of the time we have now. When you find yourself lonely, wishing you had someone in your life to share its moments, you can keep wishing or you can take action. And one action is to call our Cupid to help you find your soulmate. Her name, Linda Miller. Her company, Misty River Introductions. And she has 25 years of experience to prove that you can find your soulmate when you're willing to look and have her help. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had an interesting conversation this week with a gentleman who had been a client of mine probably 10 or 15 years ago, Grant from London, and just a lovely, lovely man, nice looking and tall, and he's in his late 70s. And I phoned him because I had matched him up with somebody, and I just called to see how it was going because I knew initially it was going quite well. And he said, you know, Linda, he said, it just really didn't go in the direction I wanted it to. And he said, you know, you matched me up with the love of my life 10 years ago, and I think it's going to be impossible to, you know, compete with that, basically. And I said, oh, no, you know, I know you really loved Mavis, and she was great. And, you know, to me, it was wonderful that somebody who was in their 60s at the time had met someone through us who he considered to be the love of his life. And I said, there are other people out there that are as nice as she was. And unfortunately, she passed away. But after a little talking, he agreed to come back on board again and start looking forward instead of looking past. And, I mean, it's really hard when you've been in a good relationship and you've lost someone. And I totally understood his position. But at the same time, we only get so much life to live. And sometimes you just have to grab it by the horns and go ahead and meet someone new. And so he's out this week with someone new, and I hope it goes well. I think she's a lovely, lovely girl, so hopefully it goes well. And it's nice to see people that, you know, don't give up, that, you know, get to be 70 or 77, or and they say, you know, I can do this. I can still have love in my life. I can still have a relationship. And we try to help those people.
Well, you've always mentioned that age is not a barrier. It's never too young or too late. It's a matter of wanting to have someone in your life and being open to possibilities. If someone wants to talk to you about this, because I know part of it is getting over the hump and understanding how it works and feeling comfortable, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. Our Toronto number is 416-777-6302. We also have a website, mistyriverintros.com, which has a wealth of information. And there's a toll-free number on the website as well. So we also have a chat feature. So if you're not quite ready to pick up the phone, you're feeling a bit nervous about it, but you have questions, if you chat on there with us, we are It is an actual person you're talking to, so it's not a computer or a robot. You're talking to an actual person. Often it's me because I happen to be answering it outside of regular business hours. So feel free to do that or give our office a call. I'd love to sit down or, you know, give you a free consultation, at least so you know that there's people that meet the criteria that you're looking for. We always like to make sure, first of all, that there's enough people that would meet the person's criteria before we take them as a client.
So it's never too late to start. You can't relive the past, but if you've had a good experience in the past, it's possible to build a new relationship and have happiness while you live in the now. Our Cupid matchmaker, Linda Miller, invites you to call her. I have the toll-free number, and since we have such a vast audience, I'm going to give it out. 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. The future is there for you. You can ask your questions now and then move comfortably forward when you're ready. Linda, thank you for bringing good news to us each week. I appreciate the happy stories and the fact that you are putting people together and that they're enjoying and having new beginnings.
Yes. Well, thank you, Marilyn. And I just wanted to mention that we do have people all over Ontario and Quebec and down into Florida. So your geographic area should not be a barrier.
If you're wishing and hoping, Linda Miller can help you make it a reality. She's our Cupid. She can be yours. 1-877-334-9041. Bye for this week, Linda. And thanks. I'll look forward to a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. And then realtor Melanie Martin will bring us her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto. And there's lots more to come, so you'll be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now award-winning family physician, women's health expert, and author of the Canadian bestseller, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you today?
Well, I'm curious to hear why you want us to bother with exercise.
Well, you know, often people say, you know, I find it boring to go to the gym, or why bother? You know, I'm already whatever age I am. I'm not going to be an athlete at this point. And there is a big answer to why bother to exercise. And that is that physically active people do better. And just some of the things that are obvious, people who are physically active are more energetic. They tend to be more productive. They tend to live longer and have healthier lives. They tend to report better sex lives. They tend to have better balance and are less likely to fall. And I think all of that we know or maybe seems familiar to us. But there's some research that also shows that aerobic exercise is associated with a decreased risk of dementia. It improves pain and joint function in people with osteoarthritis of the knee. It improves your aerobic capacity and muscle strength in patients with rheumatoid arthritis. It lowers blood pressure in people who have hypertension. It improves physical function in people with Parkinson's disease. And it lowers cholesterol and triglyceride levels. And the list goes on. You know, the bottom line is most of us, by the time we're in our 50s or 60s, we'll have some risk factors for chronic disease or have a chronic illness. But what we know is if you're physically active, you're more likely to stay independent and you're more likely to have a positive impact on whatever that disease is. So physical activity is not just for the high performance athletes, not just for the Olympians. It really is for everyone.
Well, you reemphasize the things that we talk about here weekly with Christine, the health coach. Do, be active, and do better. Dr. Brown's book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, will keep you updated and help you take charge of your health. I have signed copies at my store, Maryland's. They make a wonderful gift either for a friend or yourself. And all you have to do is call me at 416-504-6777. And the book is available on Amazon, at every good bookstore. And if your local bookstore doesn't have it, you can ask for it and they'll order it in. Dr. Brown, you make me happy that I have the book and I can refer to it. And I'm sure that any listener who has it will be empowered to take charge of their health. Thank you.
You know, Marilyn, when you talk, I feel your smile. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Your book makes me smile because taking charge of your life, every aspect of it, is important. And you reemphasize that every week when I speak to you. Thanks again, and we'll talk next week.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Dreams can inspire you and give you hope. And if your desire is to have time in nature and escape to the country, Realtor Melanie Martin is the person who can help make your wishes come true. She joins us now with her deal of the week for country properties north of Toronto. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, you know, I always think that when you get out into the country, you know, you want a nice big piece of land, or maybe you want to be close to the water. But, you know, things are getting so expensive. I thought, well, let's look again at what our options are, especially if we're maybe thinking about retirement and moving up north. Why not look at the opportunity of moving into a modular home, which is sort of like a mobile home, but it's a little more modern concept these days. And it's on land lease. In other words, you're going to pay a little bit monthly for the amenities in the community, and you're also going to not own the land. So that's the specific difference between a freehold property and a land leased property. So, you know, anywhere, I've got one here at $249,900 for about 900 square feet, two bedroom home, one bathroom, and it's probably built in the early 90s or so, and maybe it needs a little bit of updating. But I'm telling you, for $249,900, and you're only a few blocks from Wasega Beach in the beautiful Georgian Bay, it's a very good deal. You're going to pay a certain amount per month. This one would be about $695. But when you look at the amount of rents nowadays, and let's say you are going to sell your home, you need to know what kind of money you're pulling out of it. We can do an evaluation. And then where do you go? What can you buy for $249? And I have some here in my hands up to say $329 or more for the more modern ones. But you can put cash into these properties, and then you have a lot less money per month when you compare it to renting somewhere.
So is the modular home yours and the land leased, or is the whole thing leased?
Basically, the modular home is yours. You have all the rights you'd have in a normal home, but you're just paying for the amenities in the community and the lease of the land. So your monthly costs are basically helping with the park fees, and maybe there's a common swimming pool or there's some other amenity that you're paying for, but mainly it's for the leased land. So when you do go to sell, you can sell that property and they do appreciate in value. In other words, if you go back a few years, these properties were going in and around $135,000, say. And now we've got them here. There's one for 1,050 square feet. It's a three-bedroom, and it's asking $294,900, and the monthlies, as they say, are close to $700. But where do you rent for that?
So if someone sold their home in Toronto for $1 million, they could invest their money with Darren and have it make 10 or 5, 7 or 8%, whatever it is, and just spend $695 a month on monthly fees. You can't get rent property here in Toronto for $695.
Well, it's worthwhile when you consider we have all the amenities you would need in Wasega Beach, and Collingwood Hospital is not far away, and you're actually only within 30 minutes to even RVH and Barrie for that hospital. There's all kinds of recreation centers and shopping malls. Walmart is just down the road, and there's restaurants within walking distance of this property. So there's so much to talk about when you're thinking about moving to Wasega Beach.
And even if you were just going to use it 6 months of the year, still $695 a month isn't $2,000 or $3,000 a month. City rates are much more expensive.
Well, certainly, and these are year-round, but I can tell you there's also properties that are modular home on leased land that are as low as $125,000.
Wow. You make my jaw drop, because in Toronto we're talking millions, and where you are near Wasega Beach, we're talking hundreds of thousands, but not millions. If someone wants to talk to you about making their dream a reality and finding a property they can live in the country, how do we reach you?
Yes, please call me and talk about anything. It's Melanie at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. Melanie with an IE at the end, Martin with a YN at the end, and you won't regret having a conversation. What you learn may help you understand that living in the country is a possibility for you, and you can make your dream a reality. Thank you, Melanie, for that information. I really didn't know about land lease properties and modular living so close to Toronto.
Well, certainly I'll have another deal of the week next week.
I look forward to learning more from you next week. And again, deal of the week, but you don't have to wait. You can find your own deal, or Melanie will find your deal, at 1-800-357-4193. Thanks again, Melanie. Talk to you next week.
Yes, thank you, Marilyn, and you all take care.
Thank you, Melanie. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get a weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and learn from senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. And accessibility Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center will join us as well. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm back as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, and I'm going to share Dorit's story. She's 5'2". She used to be a size 4. She worked as an executive. She used to shop for business, for meetings, trips, and assorted events. What was, was. Dorit is still 5'2", but now she's a size 16, not a 4. She's retired, living alone, and her life includes cooking, leisure activities with friends, and church. She has a house with 5 closets, and they're jam-packed full. She realized that it was time to address her wardrobe. And because she listens to the show, she called me, and with her current perspective, she asked me to be her wardrobe doctor. She cleaned her closet. She had expensive designer label clothing that she can sell, and I suggested that she do that. She released the old, she sorted the things that she could still wear and wanted to keep, and she came to visit me at my store, Marilyn's. I became her wardrobe doctor by appointment at 200 Spadina Avenue, second floor. She took the elevator up and didn't look back. She opened her suitcase, we reviewed the things that she'd kept, and we added clothes. We worked with 8 pieces of clothing from my Marilyn's Comfort Wear by Up. It's eco-friendly, washable, bamboo, it mixed and matched. We were able to layer it to achieve about 24 changes, and including her clothes, we got up to about 50 changes. And I added a couple of long necklaces to elongate her look and reinforce the vertical lines we built by working with lines of color. Dorit looked taller and thinner, while she was wearing the clothing that she tried. I also introduced her to Christine, the health coach, and Dorit's on a path to weight loss. The clothes in her closet will now say size large for my Marilyn's comfort wear, not size small or extra small, but they'll be comfortable and fit her as she loses the weight she's planned to work on. In the meantime, what she has is comfortable, stylish, and makes her look and feel her best. She was smiling when she left me and my store, and she insisted on wearing a new outfit home. Then she texted me that she saw her neighbor, or her neighbor saw her, and complimented her. So she felt good about what she'd done, and we'd created a win-win. She'll have money from the designer label clothes that she'll sell. She'll also have order and space in the closets once she's released all the things that are never wears. And she'll have helped the needy in her community by donating the items that she'll never miss. Dorit also reserved a closet to keep for her treasures, her archive closet, things that brought a smile to her face and had fond memories attached to them. She'll let go of the past, but have things to look back upon. But her current wardrobe fits her, and she's mapped a plan going forward. This includes items to wear once she starts meeting new people through our Cupid matchmaker, Linda Miller. One call to me, Marilyn Weston, her wardrobe doctor, helped her, and I can help you the same way, to find a path to a fresh start. I'll gladly be your personal stylist and also introduce you to any of the From a Woman's Perspectives team. My store, Marilyn's, is open by appointment only. All you have to do to get started is call me at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. My store has clothes for every woman, and I love being the wardrobe doctor. So please take me up on it. Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm going to speak about the importance of physical activity. Physical activity is defined as any bodily movement produced by skeleton muscles that requires energy. This includes activities undertaken while working, playing, carrying out household chores, traveling, and engaging in recreational pursuits. Examples of such activities are lifting, carrying, walking, cycling, climbing stairs, housework, shopping, dancing, and gardening. The human body is built to move, and major systems, including the skeleton, muscular, metabolic, digestive, and endocrine systems, do not develop and function properly unless stimulated by frequent physical activity. As such, physical activity has both a preventive and therapeutic effect across several diseases and conditions and contributes to the quality of life in many ways. In other words, the human body is meant to move. So if you haven't started an exercise program yet, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, to get started.
If you're ready to include physical activity in your day and you want to do it right, just call Christine, the health coach, at 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. I've been doing it for 13 years, and I definitely am happy. Thank you, Christine, and talk to you next week.
Yes, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Holding on to things from the past doesn't make downsizing and moving easy. It takes an expert to organize and guide you so that you can make the right decisions about what to take, what to sell, what to give away, and what to do with what's left over. Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has years of experience and a great team to make moving forward seamless. And when it's all done, she leaves you smiling. And she joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn.
I thought your earlier comments this morning were very wise. Life doesn't generally give us do-overs, but we can often successfully create new chapters and new beginnings. I also read something this morning that suggested that we never really regret a day in our lives. Good days give happiness, bad days give experience, worst days give lessons, and best days give memories. And my happy story this morning focuses on just those happy memories. You may recall that I spoke last Saturday about Peggy and her move, with our unpack and setup leaving her absolutely beaming. I spoke of her art being tastefully installed, but I didn't get into detail. You see, Peggy was in her younger days quite the traveler. She visited parts of the world that many only read about or see in National Geographic programs. Peggy had collected art, weavings, carvings, and jewelry from her travels. And while she let go of some of her collection while we were downsizing with her, she definitely kept the best of the best. As I shared with Peggy, one of my favorite parts of what our dream team achieves for our clients lives in the design. I'd love to showcase their art and collectibles in ways that literally knock it out of the park. Sometimes it is simple as installing their art at the right height, but more often it's grouping things together to best reflect their beauty and aesthetic value. So what happened with Peggy's collection? She wanted it all displayed, and we blinked, but we did it. One of our assistants is just a dynamo with installation, and even he was looking at me sideways because we were squeezing in more items on Peggy's walls and services than we usually do. But we made it all work without looking cluttered. Peggy couldn't be happier, and we were delighted to exceed her expectations. Each of those collectibles held a happy memory for Peggy, and now they're displayed in such a way that she can truly enjoy them in her new suite. And as we eventually get through this pandemic, she'll be able to proudly share the stories and memories of each piece with friends and family who visit.
Well, I love the way you came to that thought. Happiness, experience, lessons and memories. And for those of us who have collected things for years and years, those memories bring back thoughts of people we loved and places we loved to see. So it's good to know that you have the sensitivity to know that that will comfort us in our new space and help us move. I guess that's why people love being moved by your team, Moving Seniors with a Smile. So if someone wants to talk to you about downsizing and decluttering and moving, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Peggy's happy. Hundreds of other people are happy. I'm so happy to know you and to refer you, because moving, it can be devastating. And when you leave people with a smile, it's a great referral for the next move, Lori. So thank you for being part of the team.
Oh, I'm delighted. I'm delighted. And it's great to be able to talk every week with you and our listeners. So have a great week. Stay safe. And we'll talk next week.
Look forward to a happy story next week. And Peggy, if you're listening, enjoy your new space. Thank you, Lori. At the beginning of the show, I said in life we have no do-overs, but we can have new beginnings. However, when it comes to your home, you most certainly can redo a space exactly as you had it before. But why would you? Today there are new and better products, and you are the you of today with your needs, not the you of yesterday. To explain how you can refresh, update, and make yours your forever home, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center joins us now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And that's exactly what I want to do. I want to make your home your forever home so you can stay there for as long as you possibly can. And I guess over the course of the last few months, I've been getting a ton of phone calls about the same topic, so I just wanted to address it as a whole. People are having trouble getting into their home because they have steps. And they call me and they ask me, and they say, Daniel, do you have any simple solutions that I can get in and out of my house? Sometimes I don't want to build a big ramp. Do you have portable ramps? And then I ask the next question, how many stairs do you have leading to your entrance of your home? And some people say one, and some people say three, and some people say five. Well, Marilyn, it all makes a difference, because for every inch in height, you need 1 foot of ramp. So for example, if I had one step that was 8 inches, I'd need 8 feet of ramp. If I have two steps that are 8 inches, I need 16 feet of ramp. Do you see how this can get kind of out of hand really quickly? if you're somebody that has four or five steps, you're going to need a lot of space. So sometimes a portable ramp won't work. You're going to need some sort of different solution. So I offer something that's in the garage. If you have an entrance in your garage leading to your main floor, we can install something called a porch lift. And what this is, it's kind of like a mini elevator. It can take you from one level to the next, slowly going up and down till you reach your main floor. And that way, if you're somebody that has four or five steps at the front of your house, you don't have to create a ramp that's 30 to 40 feet long. This is a simple solution. It's cost effective. There's so many different options for styles, so it can look aesthetically pleasing. And also, if you do have the room for the ramp at your front entrance, I wanted to let you know that there are many different options for aesthetics that look beautiful. Yes, a ramp can actually look beautiful with all the different options.
So basically you're saying if we want to access our home, it doesn't have to be ugly. It doesn't have to be a big, long ramp that goes round in circles because you happen to have 5 or 6 or 10 stairs. There are solutions. And obviously that solution can be given by you if you see the problem. So if someone wants to talk to you about access to their home and porch lifts and ramps and the things that you've just been talking about, how do we reach you?
Call me at 647-206-6409.
Everyone should be able to access their home comfortably. Daniel Wiskin and the team of the Total Access Center can make it happen. The phone number is 647-206-6409. And before I let you run away, what about a show special?
Yes. Yeah, so if anyone is having these problems that I'm talking about, and maybe you don't know how high your step is, or you want to see all the different solutions that can be in your home, let me come over, give you the total home safety check. It's an assessment of top to bottom of your home. We'll go room by room. I'll give you a full written report, and you'll know the cost and the prices and all the possibilities to stay in your forever home. This is usually $89.95. I'd like to give it away for free for the first two callers today.
Well, I've had calls from people who've had your total home safety check, and they've said thank you, Daniel, and I'm sure they thanked you in person. If you wish to have your total home safety check, identify the hazards, get the solutions, get the cost straight so that you can move forward and stay in your home forever, Daniel Wiskin, the Total Access Center team, can be yours. And the first two callers can have that total home safety check for free. The number again, Daniel?
647-206-6409.
You can't go wrong when you ask your questions of the experts and get answers that make sense to you and proceed at your own speed. Daniel Wiskin, 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel. I look forward to a happy story next week.
Look forward to it too. Thank you.
Once again, time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. In the last 60 minutes, we've endeavored to share our thoughts and expertise with you, to open your mind to possibilities, to encourage you to release wishes to relive the past and enjoy living each moment of every day starting now. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. And from now until our next show, you have 10,080 minutes. You can stand still for those minutes and look back and wish to the impossible redos, or you can embrace the present and resolve to live your best now and go forward from here. Every second holds new opportunities. Every day gives you time to take action. Every night you can dream and awake to a fresh day, hopeful and recharged. You can ask questions, seek your answers, and choose to make the best of yourself and your life. Some of us can't help ourselves. We worry. I'm guilty of that myself. But let's not get ahead of ourselves and worry about things that may or may not happen. Let's concentrate on now, this moment, and be happy and hopeful. We can make the best of our time. We're not alone unless we choose to be. We can be in control of our lives and be engaged in life. Regardless of what you need or what you'd want to do, please know that the From a Woman's Perspective team and myself are here for you. We'll gladly guide you and share our knowledge and expertise so you're empowered to make informed decisions. all it takes is a call or an email to any of us. Our contact information is on marylins.ca. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me, 416-504-6777. Together, we can make good things happen and lay the foundation to the future. You can't relive what was, but you can most certainly begin now to live your best. You can dream, you can learn, and you can chart a fresh path lit by hopefulness. The time is yours. What you do with it can give you happiness. Don't waste a second trying to relive prior times. Instead, use this week, all 604,800 seconds of it, to make the best of your time. Please plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8, when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. In the meantime, stay safe, be well, and remember, you can't go back, but the future is yours. Today is your new beginning. Make it as you wish to be.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.